Chapter 16, Endocrine System, Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before your class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Organization of the Endocrine System. The endocrine and nervous systems function to achieve and maintain homeostasis. When the two systems work together, referred to as the neuroendocrine system, they perform the same general functions, communication, integration, and control. In the endocrine system, secreting cells send hormone molecules by way of the blood to specific target cells contained in target tissues or target organs. Hormones are carried to almost every point in the body. Hormones can regulate most cells, and their effects work more slowly and last longer than those of neurotransmitters. Endocrine glands are ductless glands, with many made of glandular epithelium, whose cells manufacture and secrete hormones. A few endocrine glands are made of neurosecretory tissue. Glands of the endocrine system are widely scattered throughout the body. Hormones. Hormones may be classified in a number of different ways. One way is by their general function. Tropic hormones are hormones that target other endocrine glands and stimulate their growth and secretion. Sex hormones are hormones that target reproductive tissues. Anabolic hormones are hormones that stimulate anabolism in target cells. Hormones may also be classified according to their chemical structure into two groups, steroid and non-steroid hormones. Steroid hormones are synthesized from cholesterol. They are lipid-soluble and can easily pass through the phospholipid plasma membrane of target cells. Examples of steroid hormones are cortisol, aldosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. Non-steroid hormones are synthesized primarily from amino acids. Protein hormones are long, folded chains of amino acids, such as insulin and parathyroid hormone. Glycoprotein hormones are protein hormones with carbohydrate groups attached to the amino acid chain. Peptide hormones are smaller than protein hormones, consisting of a short chain of amino acids, including oxytocin and antidiuretic hormone. In amino acid derivative hormones, each is derived from a single amino acid molecule. Amine hormones, such as epinephrine and norepinephrine, are synthesized by modifying a single molecule of tyrosine. They are produced by neurosecretory cells and by neurons. There are also amino acid derivatives produced by the thyroid gland, which are synthesized by adding iodine to tyrosine. Hormones signal a cell by binding to the target cell's specific receptors in a lock-and-key mechanism. Different hormone receptor interactions produce different regulatory changes within the target cell through chemical reactions. Combined hormone actions include synergism, permissiveness, and antagonism. Synergism is the combination of hormones acting together to have a greater effect on a target cell than the sum of the effects that each would have if acting alone. Permissiveness occurs when a small amount of one hormone allows a second one to have its full effects on a target cell. Antagonism occurs when one hormone produces the opposite effects of another hormone, which is used to fine-tune the activity of target cells with great accuracy. Most hormones have primary effects that directly regulate target cells and many secondary effects that influence or modulate other regulatory mechanisms in target cells. Endocrine glands produce more hormone molecules than are actually needed. The unused hormones are quickly excreted by the kidneys or broken down by metabolic processes. Steroid hormones have various mechanisms of action. Being lipid-soluble, their receptors are normally found in the target cell's cytosol. After a steroid hormone molecule has diffused into the target cell, it binds to a receptor molecule to form a hormone receptor complex. The mobile receptor model involves a hormone passing into the nucleus, where it binds to a mobile receptor and activates a certain gene sequence to begin transcription of mRNA. These newly formed mRNA molecules move into the cytosol, associate with ribosomes, and begin synthesizing protein molecules that produce the effects of the hormone. Steroid hormones regulate cells by regulating production of certain critical proteins. The amount of steroid hormone present determines the magnitude of a target cell's response. Because transcription and protein synthesis take time, responses to steroid hormones are often slow. Non-steroid hormones have two mechanisms of action. The first, called the second messenger mechanism, is also known as the fixed membrane receptor model. A non-steroid hormone molecule acts as a first messenger and delivers its chemical message to fixed receptors in the target cell's plasma membrane. The message is then passed by way of a G protein into the cell, where a second messenger triggers the appropriate cellular changes. The second messenger mechanism produces target cell effects that differ from steroid hormone effects in several important ways. The effects of the hormone are amplified by the cascade of reactions. There are a variety of second messenger mechanisms, such as IP3, GMP, and calcium-calmodulin mechanisms. The second messenger mechanism operates much more quickly than the steroid mechanism. Another mechanism of action for non-steroid hormones is the nuclear receptor mechanism. Small iodinated amino acids, T4 and T3, enter the target cell and bind to receptors associated with the DNA molecule in the nucleus. This binding triggers transcription of mRNA and synthesis of new enzymes. The regulation of hormone secretion is usually part of a negative feedback loop and is called endocrine reflexes. The simplest mechanism occurs when an endocrine gland is sensitive to the physiological changes produced by its target cells. Endocrine gland secretion may also be regulated by a hormone produced by another gland. Endocrine gland secretions may be influenced by nervous system input. This fact emphasizes the close functional relationship between the two systems. The regulation of target cell sensitivity depends in part on the number of receptors. In upregulation, an increased number of hormone receptors increases sensitivity, whereas in downregulation, a decreased number of hormone receptors decreases sensitivity. The sensitivity of the target cell may also be regulated by factors that affect signal transcription or gene transcription. Prostaglandins. Prostaglandins are a unique group of lipid hormones consisting of a 20-carbon fatty acid with 5-carbon ring. They serve important and widespread integrative functions in the body, but do not meet the usual definition of a hormone. They are called tissue hormones because the secretion is produced in a tissue and diffuses only a short distance to other cells within the same tissue. Prostaglandins tend to integrate activities of neighboring cells. Many structural classes of prostaglandins have been isolated and identified. Prostaglandin A is an intra-arterial infusion resulting in an immediate fall in blood pressure accompanied by an increase in regional blood flow to several areas. Prostaglandin E has vascular effects, regulating red blood cell deformability and platelet aggregation, as well as inflammation, which can be blocked with drugs that inhibit prostaglandin-producing enzymes such as COX-1 and COX-2. It also has gastrointestinal effects through regulation of hydrochloric acid secretion. Prostaglandin F is especially important in reproductive system, causing uterine contractions. It also affects intestinal motility and is required for normal peristalsis. Many tissues are known to secrete prostaglandins that have diverse physiological effects. Pituitary gland. The pituitary gland, formerly known as hypophysis, is 1.2 to 1.5 centimeters, or about 0.5 inches across, with a weight of 0.5 grams, or 1/60th of an ounce. It is located on the ventral surface of the brain within the skull. A stem-like stalk, called the infundibulum, connects the pituitary to the hypothalamus. It is made up of two separate glands, the adenohypophysis, or the anterior pituitary gland, and the neurohypophysis, or the posterior pituitary gland. The adenohypophysis is divided into two parts. The pars anterior, which forms the major portion of the adenohypophysis, and the pars intermedia. The tissue of the pituitary gland is composed of irregular clumps of secretory cells supported by fine connective tissue fibers and surrounded by a rich vascular network. Three types of cells can be identified according to their affinity for certain stains: chromophobes that do not stain, acetophils that stain with acid stains, and basophils that stain with basic stains. Five functional types of secretory cells exist in the pituitary gland: somatotrophs, which secrete growth hormone; corticotrophs, which secrete adrenocorticotropic hormone; thyrotrophs, which secrete thyroid-stimulating hormone; lactotrophs, which secrete prolactin; and gonadotrophs, which secrete both luteinizing hormone and follicle-stimulating hormone. Growth hormone, also known as somatotropin, promotes the growth of bone, muscle, and other tissues by accelerating amino acid transport into the cells. It also stimulates fat metabolism by mobilizing lipids from storage in adipose cells and speeding up catabolism of the lipids after they have entered another cell. Growth hormone tends to shift cell chemistry away from glucose catabolism and toward lipid catabolism as an energy source. This leads to increased blood glucose levels. Vital to maintaining homeostasis of blood glucose levels, growth hormone functions as an insulin antagonist. Prolactin, also known as lactogenic hormone, is secreted by acetophils in the pars anterior. During pregnancy, prolactin promotes development of the breasts, anticipating milk secretion. After the baby is born, prolactin stimulates the mother's mammary glands to produce milk. Tropic hormones have a stimulating effect on other endocrine glands. There are four principal tropic hormones produced and secreted by the basophils of the pars anterior. Thyroid-stimulating hormone, or thyrotropin, promotes and maintains the growth and development of the thyroid. It also causes the thyroid to secrete its hormones. Adrenocorticotropic hormone, or adrenocorticotropin, promotes and maintains normal growth and development of the cortex of the adrenal gland. It also stimulates the adrenal cortex to secrete some of its hormones. Follicle-stimulating hormone affects males and females differently. In the female, follicle-stimulating hormone stimulates primary Graafian follicles to grow toward maturity and stimulates the follicle cells to secrete estrogens. In the male, follicle-stimulating hormone stimulates the development of the seminiferous tubules of the testes and maintains spermatogenesis. Luteinizing hormone also affects males and females in different ways. In the female, luteinizing hormone stimulates the formation and activity of the corpus luteum of the ovary. The corpus luteum secretes progesterone and estrogens when stimulated by luteinizing hormone. It also supports follicle-stimulating hormone in stimulating maturation of follicles. In the male, luteinizing hormone stimulates interstitial cells in the testes to develop and secrete testosterone. Follicle-stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone are called gonadotropins because they stimulate the growth and maintenance of the gonads. In the adenohypothesis, secretion is controlled through a number of factors. The hypothalamus secretes releasing hormones into the blood, which are then carried to the hypophyseal portal system. The hypophyseal portal system carries blood from the hypothalamus directly to the adenohypothesis, where the target cells of the releasing hormones are located. Releasing hormones influence the secretion of hormones by acetophils and basophils. Through negative feedback, the hypothalamus adjusts the secretions of the adenohypothesis, which then adjusts the secretions of the target glands that in turn adjust the activity of their target tissues. Minute-by-minute variations in hormone secretion can exhibit occasional large peaks caused by a pulse in releasing hormone secretion by the hypothalamus. In stress, the hypothalamus translates nerve impulses into hormone secretions by endocrine glands, basically creating a mind-body link. The neurohypothesis, or posterior pituitary, serves as storage and release site for antidiuretic hormone and oxytocin, which are synthesized in the hypothalamus. The release of these into the blood is controlled by nervous stimulation. Antidiuretic hormone prevents the formation of a large volume of urine, thereby helping the body conserve water. It causes a portion of each tubule in the kidney to reabsorb water from the urine it is forming. Dehydration triggers the release of antidiuretic hormone. It is also called arginine vasopressin because it stimulates a rise in blood pressure, partly by increasing contraction in small arteries. Oxytocin has two actions. It causes milk ejection from the lactating breast, which is regulated by a positive feedback mechanism. Prolactin cooperates with oxytocin. It also stimulates the contraction of uterine muscles that occurs during childbirth, which is regulated by a positive feedback mechanism. Pineal gland. The pineal gland is a tiny, pinecone-shaped structure located on the dorsal aspect of the brain's diencephalon. It is a member of the nervous system because it receives visual stimuli and also a member of the endocrine system because it secretes hormones. The pineal gland supports the body's biological clock. Its principal secretion is melatonin. Thyroid gland. The thyroid gland is made up of two large lateral lobes and a narrow connecting isthmus. A thin, worm-like projection of thyroid tissue often extends upward from the isthmus. The weight of the thyroid in an adult is approximately 30 grams, or 1 ounce. It is located in the neck, on the anterior and lateral surfaces of the trachea, just below the larynx. The thyroid gland is composed of follicles, which are small, hollow spheres filled with a thyroid colloid that contains thyroglobulins. The thyroid hormone is actually two different hormones. Tetraiodothyronine, also known as T4 or thyroxine, contains four iodine atoms and is approximately 20 times more abundant than T3, and triiodothyronine, or T3, which contains three iodine atoms and is derived from T4. T3 is considered to be the principal thyroid hormone and binds efficiently to nuclear receptors in target cells. The thyroid gland stores considerable amounts of a preliminary form of its hormones before secreting them. Before being stored in the colloid of follicles, T3 and T4 are attached to globulin molecules, forming thyroglobin complexes. Before release, T3 and T4 detach from globulin and enter the bloodstream. Once in the blood, T3 and T4 attach to a plasma protein called thyroid-binding globulins and travel as a hormone globulin complex. T3, and to a lesser extent T4, detach from plasma globulin as they near the target cells. Thyroid hormone, said to have a general target, helps regulate the metabolic rate of all cells, cell growth, and tissue differentiation. Calcitonin is produced by the thyroid gland in the parafollicular cells. In humans, calcitonin may subtly influence the processing of calcium by bone cells by decreasing blood calcium levels and promoting conservation of hard bone matrix. Parathyroid hormone acts as an antagonist to calcitonin to maintain calcium homeostasis. Parathyroid glands. The parathyroid glands are tiny, rounded bodies within thyroid tissue formed by compact, irregular rows of cells. Four or five parathyroid glands are embedded in the posterior surface of the thyroid's lateral lobes. Parathyroid hormone is an antagonist to calcitonin and is the primary hormone to maintain calcium homeostasis. Parathyroid hormone acts on the bones and kidneys, causing more bone to be dissolved, which yields calcium and phosphate that enters the bloodstream. It also causes phosphate to be secreted by the kidney cells into the urine to be excreted. Finally, parathyroid hormone causes increased intestinal absorption of calcium by stimulating the kidney to produce active vitamin D, which increases calcium absorption in the gut. Adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are located on top of the kidneys, fitting like caps. They are made of two portions, the adrenal cortex, composed of endocrine tissue, and the adrenal medulla, composed of neurosecretory tissue. In the adrenal cortex, all cortical hormones are steroids and known as corticosteroids. The adrenal cortex is composed of three distinct layers of secreting cells. Zona glomerulosa is the outermost layer, which lies directly under the outer connective tissue capsule of the adrenal gland and secretes mineralocorticoids. Zona fasciculata is the middle layer, which secretes glucocorticoids. And the zona reticularis, which is the inner layer that secretes small amounts of glucocorticoids and gonadocorticoids. Mineralocorticoids have an important role in the regulatory process of sodium in the body. Aldosterone is the only physiologically important mineralocorticoid in humans. Its primary function is maintenance of sodium homeostasis in the blood by increasing sodium reabsorption in the kidneys. Aldosterone also increases water retention and promotes the loss of potassium and hydrogen ions. Aldosterone secretion is controlled by the renin-angiotensin aldosterone system and by blood potassium concentration. The main glucocorticoids secreted by the zona fasciculata are cortisol, cortisone, and corticosterone, with cortisol the only one secreted in significant quantities. These hormones affect every cell in the body and are protein mobilizing, gluconeogenic, and hyperglycemic. They tend to cause a shift from carbohydrate catabolism to lipid catabolism as an energy source. They are essential for maintaining normal blood pressure by aiding norepinephrine and epinephrine to have their full effect, causing vasoconstriction. High blood concentration causes eosinopenia and marked atrophy of lymphatic tissues. Glucocorticoids act with epinephrine to bring about normal recovery from injury produced by inflammatory agents. Their secretion increases in response to stress. except during stress response, secretion is mainly controlled by a negative feedback mechanism involving adrenocorticotropic hormone from the adenohypophysis. Their secretion is characterized by several large pulses of increased hormone levels throughout the day, the largest occurring just before waking. Gonadocorticoids are sex hormones or androgens that are released from the adrenal cortex. The adrenal medulla, consisting of neurosecretory tissue containing neurons that secrete their products into the blood, secretes two important hormones, epinephrine and norepinephrine. They are part of the class of non-steroid hormones called catecholamines. Both hormones bind to the receptors of sympathetic effectors to prolong and enhance the effects of sympathetic stimulation by the autonomic nervous system. The pancreas is an elongated gland, weighing approximately 100 grams or 3.5 ounces. Its head lies in the duodenum, extends horizontally behind the stomach, and then touches the spleen. It is composed of endocrine and exocrine tissues. The endocrine portion of the pancreas contains the pancreatic islets, or the islets of Langerhans, and the acini, which secretes a serous fluid containing digestive enzymes into ducts draining into the small intestine. Each pancreatic islet contains four primary types of endocrine glands joined by gap junctions: alpha cells, or A cells, which secrete glucagon, beta cells, or B cells, which secrete insulin and account for up to 75% of all pancreatic islet cells, delta cells, or D cells, which secrete somatostatin, and finally, pancreatic polypeptide cells, also known as F or PP cells, which secrete pancreatic polypeptides. Pancreatic hormones work as a team to maintain homeostasis of food molecules. Glucagon is produced by alpha cells and tends to increase blood glucose levels. Glucagon stimulates gluconeogenesis in liver cells. Insulin is produced by beta cells and lowers blood concentration of glucose, amino acids, and fatty acids, and promotes their metabolism by tissue cells. Somatostatin is produced by delta cells, and its primary role is regulating the other endocrine cells of the pancreatic islets. Pancreatic polypeptide is produced by F cells. It influences the digestion and distribution of food molecules to some degree. Gonads. Testes, which are the paired organs within the scrotum of the male, are composed of seminiferous tubules and a scattering of interstitial cells. Testosterone is produced by the interstitial cells and is responsible for the growth and maintenance of male sexual characteristics. Testosterone secretion is mainly regulated by gonadotropin levels in the blood. Ovaries are the primary sex organs in the female. They are a set of paired glands in the pelvis that produce several types of sex hormones. Estrogens are steroid hormones secreted by ovarian follicles that promote the development and maintenance of female sexual characteristics. Progesterone is secreted by the corpus luteum and maintains the lining of the uterus necessary for successful pregnancy. Ovarian hormone secretion depends on the changing levels of follicle-stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone from the adenohypophysis. Placenta. The placenta consists of tissues that form on the lining of the uterus as a connection between the circulatory systems of the mother and developing child. It serves as a temporary endocrine gland that produces human chorionic gonadotropin, estrogens, and progesterone. Thymus. The thymus is a gland located in the mediastinum, just beneath the sternum. It is large in children, begins to atrophy at puberty, and by old age is a vestige of fat and fibrous tissue. The thymus is considered to be primarily a lymphatic organ, but the hormone thymosin has been isolated from thymus tissue. Thymosin, released by the thymus, stimulates development of T cells. Gastric and intestinal mucosa. The mucus lining of the gastrointestinal, or GI tract, contains cells that produce both endocrine and exocrine secretions. GI hormones, such as gastrin, secretin, and cholecystokinin, CCK, play regulatory roles in coordinating the secretory and motor activities involved in the digestive process. Ghrelin is a hormone secreted by endocrine cells in gastric mucosa. It stimulates hypothalamus to boost appetite, slows metabolism, and fat burning. It may contribute to obesity. Heart. The heart has a secondary endocrine role where hormone-producing cells produce several atrial natriuretic peptides, including atrial natriuretic hormone. The primary effect of atrial natriuretic hormone is to oppose increases in blood volume or blood pressure. It is also an antagonist to antidiuretic hormone and aldosterone. Other endocrine glands and organs. Major endocrine glands produce more hormones than are outlined herein, such as inhibin secreted by the ovaries. Many tissues, and perhaps all tissues, produce hormones, such as leptin and resistin secreted by adipose tissue. Cycle of life, endocrine system. Endocrine regulation begins in the womb. Many active hormones are active from birth. There is evidence that a hormonal signal from fetus to mother signals the onset of labor. Hormones related to reproduction begin at puberty. The secretion of male reproductive hormones is continuously produced from puberty, with a slight decline in late adulthood. The secretion of female reproductive hormones declines suddenly and completely in middle adulthood. The big picture, the endocrine system and the whole body. Nearly every process in the human organism is kept in balance by the intricate interaction of different nervous and endocrine regulatory chemicals. The endocrine system operates with the nervous system to finally adjust the many processes they regulate. The neuroendocrine system adjusts nutrient supply. Calcitonin, parathyroid hormone, and vitamin D balance calcium ion use. The nervous system and hormones regulate reproduction.